We greet one another in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ this morning.
Amen.
Whilst we are still standing, let's open our Bibles to the book of Matthew.
Amen. Chavering a familiar scripture.
I will read Gwarunosikana ne wakawanda.
Amen. From verse 1. Matthew chapter 19.
Mateo chitsauko 19.
Amen.
Kubva pandima yekutanga.
Amen. Ndikukontinya nezvandaiparidza muswe Friday.
I'm continuing with my thoughts that I preached on Friday.
Amen. Although message yacho inogona kunge yatisiyane.
Though the message might be different.
But ndakangodenwa kudzokera kune mharidzo yandakamboparidza while Brother Makwinye was talking. Vachikomenda, he mentioned about a message that I preached in Norton.
I was just challenged to go back to the message that I preached because when Brother McQueen was making some expressions, vakadzoka pa maridzo yandakambo paridza in Norton.
Amen. Saka ndangofunga kuti zviri mu message iyoyo zvine ka continuity nezvatakabata-bata musi weFriday.
So I just thought that this morning's message has got the same thoughts with the message that I preached on Friday.
Hama dzangu message yatakatenda haisi zinyeke nyeke.
Brethren, the message that we believed is not something that we should play with.
Amen. Muchaona maitiraita mprofita.
You see how the prophet used to do his things.
So, without wasting time, Chaverenga pana Matthew chapter 19 verse 1.
I'll read Matthew 19 from the first verse.
Yeah, maybe I'll read a few verses then togara pasi edu ndigozopedzisa. And it came to pass that when Jesus had finished these sayings, he departed from Galilee and came into the coast of Judea beyond Jordan.
Jesu wakati apedza mashoko iwayo akabva Galilea akaenda kunyika yeJudea mhiri kweJoridhani.
A great multitude followed him and he healed them there.
Vanhu vazhinji zhinji vakamutevera akavaporesapo.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesu ari pakudhonza kwekutanga aitekwa nemhomho chaizvo.
Jesus in his first pull he attracted a lot of crowds.
Amen. Zvokuti pane imwe nguva vakatomuona nobva vati rabbi tachikutsvakai.
There was a time that when they met him they said, "Teacher, we were looking for you."
Amen. Then verse 3, the Pharisees also came unto him, tempting him and saying unto him, "Is it lawful for a man to put away his wife for every cause?"
VaFarisi vakauya kwaari vakamuyidza vachiti, "Ko munhu unotenderwa kurasha mukadzi wake nemhaka ipi neipi here?"
Amen. These were Pharisees.
Ava vaive vaFarisi.
The most spiritual people at that time.
Vainzi vanhu vemweya kudarika vamwe vese munguva yaJesu.
But they are coming tempting Jesus.
Asi vanhu ivava vari kuuya kuzoedza Jesu.
And he answered and said unto them, "Have ye not read that he which made them at the beginning made them male and female?"
Akapindura akati, "Hamuna kurava here kuti uyo wakavasika pakutanga wakavaita murume nomukadzi?"
Amen. Tinamate edu.
Let us pray.
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu, shoko renyu taverenga. Tcharamba tiverenga tienda mberi kuti tinyatsobata nyaya iri pamberi pedu mangwana nanu ndainamata ichete Jesu Kristu. Iemi mwari makaisa zvunizvi mushoko renyu. Mune mhinduro baba. Profita iwanzoti, if it's a Bible question, it has got a Bible answer. Ishu wangu mangwana nanu ndinonamata Jesu Kristu. Uyai baba muuye pakati pedu. Mugomedura medura chingwa mangwana nanu. Vana venyu tenzi Jesu Kristu wagobuda mukati memba ino. Umwe noumwe ane chimwe chimedu chanenge agamuchira. Tanga inesu ndaisa zvese mukati memao kenyu. Kuburidza nezita raIshe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Tigare edu pasi.
You may be seated.
Amen. Before I forget, there is a prayer cloth here which needs to be prayed for.
Ndakanganwa pane micheka waunzwa pano urikuda kunamatirwa.
So I will pray again.
Zvakare.
Ishe tenzi Jesu Kristu, ndakabata micheka uyu waunzwa nemumwe wevana venyu vari pano.
Amen.
Vanokutenda ishe vakaona mubhaibhiri micheka maaproni zvaiunzwa pamberi papauro achiisa maoko pamusoro pemicheka iyoyo. Micheka iyoyo ichitorwa ichiendeswa kuvadikanwa vaiva vakabatwa nemweyetsvina. Mweyetsvina ichitiza. Mwari wangu mutsvene, ndinonamata panguva ino. Handizive chikonzero chaunzirwa prayer cloth ino nehama kana hazvanzi, asi baba imi munoziva zviri pamwoyo wake. Ndainamata kuti mucheka uyu pauchaenda kunoiswa baba pane chikonzero chaisirwa mucheka uyu pamberi mukareke muno tenzi Jesu Kristu. Ndainamata ichi tenzi Jesu Kristu kuti muite kuti zvikushuyiwa nehama kana hazvanzi zvizadziswe. Satani tinokusunga mangwana nano. Tinonamata chitenda shoko ramwari rese. Aiunzwa micheka yakadai pamwe aiva asina gwaro rokutarisa kwariri. Asi pamwe akatarisa kuOld Testament. Ishu wangu akaona umwe munhu akanga afa achikandwa makanga mavigwa umwe wevaranda vamwari. Akaona kuti mune chizoro chaivamo kunyange raiva guva. Zvino zvakadii baba mangwana nano? Baba wangu maoke edu baba, ishu wangu achirepresenta enyu. Taisa maoke edu pa prayer cloth iyi. Ngainoita basa rayo. Ndanamata nokutenda muzita raIshe tenzi Jesu Kristu. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Mangwana nanu nenyasha dzaMwari.
This morning by the grace of God.
Tichatarisa rimwe remabhuku kauti rimwe remharidzo dzakaparidzwa nomuprofita.
We are going into one of the books or one of the sermons preached by the prophet.
Amen.
Amen.
Rakunetsa dzimwe nguva kufamba even wakaribata nokuti ukasangana nomwe munhu anofunga mafungiro.
Which is now the greatest controversy in the message, that if you are found by one of the believers carrying that book, they might misunderstand you.
Amen. Asi nenyasha dzaMwari nokuti zvakaparidzwa nomuprofita toda kuzvitarisa mangwana nano.
But by the grace of God, because it was preached by the prophet, we want to go into it this morning.
A message ine ameno inenge yava yakati nanga nemadzimai.
This marriage and divorce sermon, it looks like it was hitting hard on the women.
Amen. Saka ndotenda kuti Mwari vachatibatsira.
I believe the Lord will help us.
Amen. Ma women ne ma sisters zvakasiyana.
You know, women
saka musanetseka.
And sisters are different.
Amen.
So sisters, please don't get a complex.
Amen. Regai tipedze scripture yedu tigopinda message yacho mangwana nano.
Let's get into our scripture reading before we continue ne marriage.
Amen. Fine. It's a long message, but I'm not going to take long. I'm just going to take the highlights and maybe put a skeleton of what it was all about. Amen.
Amen.
We had read up to verse 4. Maybe let me just quickly read, then the brother will read also. Verse 5. So after Jesus had told the Pharisees that, have you not read that which he made, when he made them in the beginning, he made them male and female, and said, for this cause shall a man leave father and mother and cleave to his wife, and they twain shall be one flesh. Amen. They twain will be made one flesh. Wherefore, they are no more twain, but one
flesh.
What therefore God has joined together, let no man put asunder. They say unto him, why did Moses then command to give a writing of divorcement and to put her away?
Vakati kwa ari, Mosesi waka go raireiko, kutumurume amu perugwaro, kumuramba, agumuramba.
He said unto them, Moses, because of the hardness of your hearts, suffered you to put away your wives, but from the beginning it was not so.
Akati kwa ari, nukudako ukukutu wemoyo wenyu, Moses waka kutendera ikurasha vakadzi venyu, asi kubva pakutanga zvakanga zvisina kudaro.
Amen. Vamwe vanono confused kana ipapapa.
Saka confused.
Verse 7 nekuti they said pura okai.
Ndima 7 iri kuti vakati kuri vakuti vakawanda.
Saka vakupindukwa vakudzwa kunzi Moses, because of the hardness of your heart, suffered you to put away your wives. Nokuti ivo vakawanda. Amen.
And he answered to them, not one, because they were many, and he said, Moses akakutendera kuti murambe madzimai enyu.
But from the beginning it was not so.
Asi pakutanga zvanga zvisina kudaro.
And I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife,
ndinoti kwamuri ani nani unorasha mukadzi wake,
except it be for fornication, and shall marry another, committed adultery, and whosoever marrieth her which is put away doth commit adultery.
Ndinoti kwamuri ani nani unorasha mukadzi wake asine mhaka youpombwe akawana mumwe unoita upombwe nounowana warashwa unoita upombwe.
Amen.
Amen.
Dangopagadzirisa pa verse 9 ipapapo.
We just want to correct you.
Shona yeda ina kupfuma.
You know, our Shona is limited.
Amen. Ine manzwi mashoma.
It has got limited.
Yazi except it be for fornication. Zvakati siyane upombwe unoitwa nevanhu vakarora.
You know,
kana kuti vakarorwa.
When Bible rechirungu pari kuti fornication, kuchirungu fornication ne adultery zvakasiyana, asi chishona chinongoti zvese upombwe.
Fine. His disciples say unto him, if the case of the man be so with his wife, it is not good to marry.
Vadzidzi vakati kwaari, kana zvakadaro pakati pomurume nemukadzi, hazvina kunaka kuwana.
Amen.
Amen.
Otherwise, we want to get into our message.
Yeah,
I don't know if the brothers up there can get me a quotation that I need.
And zive kuti hama dziripam soro hapano kwanisa kunditsvagira
here. From the message, straight is the gate.
Mashoko emuprofita andiri kuda kubva mamaridzo inonzi
59-0301M.
Bakumaridzo yataura.
So that when I read what the prophet was saying, nobody will be confused.
Kana ndikaverenga mashoko emuprofita, pashaiwe anozovhiringidzwa kana anozorasika.
Amen.
Amen.
This, the title of the message, just put it as marriage and divorce.
Maridzo yanhasi ingoipai musoro wekuti kuwanana nekurambana.
Maybe in brackets, choice is a great thing.
Kana kuti tingoti mupfungwa yacho sarudzo chinhu chikuru.
Amen.
Amen.
So in that book that I've asked the brothers to get for me, on paragraph 20.
Mumaridzo iyo inonzi straight is the gate pa paragraph 20 iri kutsvagwa nehama.
Amen. Brother Branham was talking of okay, he was in a vision.
Abraham anga ari muchiratidzo.
Then he came out of a vision.
Ndokubva vabuda kubva mukuona chiratidzo.
Then went into a dream.
Ndobva vapinda mukurota hope.
So I just want to read that dream.
Sandidangoverenga hope dza Brother Branham.
So that when we go into this message,
kuti pachazopinda mumarriage and divorce,
we will know what the prophet was actually intending this message.
Mbova manyatsoziva chinangwa nedonzo chaive nemuprofita pamharidzo yavo.
So he says, and then I went into the front room and sat down for a little while.
Zvino ndakaenda muimba yedu yepamberi ndikanogara kwekanguva.
And it was about 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the morning.
Munguva dzainge 3:30 kana kuti 4 o'clock dzemangwanani.
I got real sleepy.
Ndakayanzwa hope zvikuru.
I went back and laid down.
Ndakadzokera ndikanovata.
And I dreamed a dream.
Ndikarota hope.
And it was the most odd dream.
Uye dzaiva hope dzakandishamisa zvikuru.
And most of you, most all of you know one of the managers.
Ndinotenda kuti vamwe
Jake Moore.
Munoziva mumwe wema manager angu va Jake Moore.
So this dream that Brother Branham dreamt of.
Saka hope dzakava na Brother Branham.
After coming out of a vision.
Mushure mekubuda mukuona chiratidzo.
Now Brother Branham was living a kind of life that was so rough.
Hey, Brother Branham vairarama upenyu hwanga hwakanyatso kuti siyanei.
He is out of a vision and he gets into a dream.
Vabuda mukuona chiratidzo vakurota hope.
Amen.
Amen.
So he says, most of you, you know one of our managers, Brother Jake Moore. Brother Jake Moore, I've known him for years.
Makamanda wenyu munoziva mumwe manager angu, hama yedu Jake Moore. Ndavaziva kwemakore.
I thought that I was out with a date with his daughter.
Ndakafunga kunge ndaive ndirikuenda mukufambidzana nemwanasikana wavo.
Amen.
Amen.
Kufambidzana chaiko kwakunoita vakomana nevasikana kuya.
Just the way you do your courtship here, brothers and sisters.
Saka Brother Branham in the dream. This is a dream.
Branham varikurota musakanga nokuti varikurota.
Amen. So he was in debt with Brother Jake's daughter.
Varikurota varikufambidzana nemwanasikana wa Brother Jake Moore.
Amen. A girl about 17 years old.
Musikana ane makore angaita kunge 17 yekuberekwa.
Amen. You can calculate this message was preached when.
Munogona kuverenga kuti maridzo yakaparidzwa rini.
Amen. And see how old Brother Branham was.
Mwamazoziva makore aive na Brother Branham panguva iyoyo.
Okay, so he says, and was taking her by the hand.
Uye ndakanga ndichifamba ndakamubata ruoko.
Leading her up the hill, little Jackie.
Tichikwira hedu gomo na Jackie uyu mudiki.
Well, I've known her since she was just a nursing baby.
Zvino ini ndakamuziva kubva ari mwana anga ari pamukaka.
And I was leading her up the hill and I went 3 city blocks up hill.
Ndakanga ndichifamba naye tichikwira gomo tikafamba dzimba dzingaita nhatu kukwira gomo.
Vakamubata ruoko vachikwira naye gomo.
Hand, going up the hill.
3 city blocks vachikwira.
Zvivakwa zvitatu zvemuguta kukwira gomo.
Leading this girl.
Vakabata ruoko rwemusikana uyu.
And we came under a big tree and she sat down.
Takasvika pasi pezimuti ziguru iye akagara pasi.
Anga neta muhope
dzo. She was tired in that dream.
And like a lot of the little teenage girls today wear them skirts that you know kind of bulged.
Says nungoita vasikana vechidiki vemazvano vanopfeka masketi aya anenge akaita kukura kudai.
And she had on one of those kind of skirts.
Saka iye Jake anga akapfeka imwe mhando yesketi dzakadaro.
And she took his little skirt and kind of spread it out and sat down.
Zvino akatora sketi yake ndobva aiwaridza pasi ndokubva agara.
Mukona mupicture wacho inini kana chirerenga so ndine ndichiona rimwe gomo rokumusha kwedu so. Amen.
Now if you are reading Brother Branham's quotation,
amen,
you should always bring them in your local
ndokuti uone kuti chichi kuitika
That's how you can understand what is
happening.
The old man is with a girl, Anemakura 17.
But remember, it's a dream.
Asirangarira ikuti, profuta ari kurota.
Hama dzangu, vangani vedu, vanomborota dzimwe hope dzisina kumira zvakanaka, vanogona kudzishiyana.
How many of us here sometimes dream wild dreams, which you are even afraid to share with people?
Amen. Kana dzimaiva kuchaiva hoshe navo.
Even your wife, you will not share with her that dream.
Amen. But Brother Branham is sharing his dream with the whole world.
Asi profita vari kugoverana nei pasi rose hope dzakadai idzi.
Amen.
Amen.
So, akai spread aka.
So,
saka you can
even. Akawaridza sketi.
Ingofunga iwo kuti chichaitika.
Just imagine what happened.
Asvikambidzwe kufunga.
It's but you are not. You are permitted to imagine.
Vadzidzi vakaona Jesu avati indai motsvaka chingwa muguta ini ndikusaka pana.
So the disciples, when they were sent to look for food, and Jesus remained at the well.
No, papa saka pachisvika mudzimai uya uya.
And then came a lady who was walking alone, a woman who was walking alone.
Vakuuya vakusvika padhuze.
So when mudzimai ndopa
pakuti aipesivhi aiprofet.
Then the woman
akutoenda.
And then
iwo vakusvika.
That woman said, ndaona kuti muri profita, and she went away. Now be honest. With your kind of thinking, what would you have thought about Jesus and that woman that suddenly went away as the disciples approached? With your imagination, and the people are coming, and they are running, coming to the well.
Amen.
Amen.
Because vadzidzi vanga vauya nechingwa kasaka vanhu vakudya chingwa. Uku kwakututunuka vanhu vachiuya.
And there's a crowd coming.
Amen. Tikiteze.
Are we together?
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Because mukadzi akanosvika kati uyai muone munhu.
And the woman said to the people in the city, come and see.
Amen.
Amen.
So, brother, that Jackie has spread a skirt and
Jackie, what is a skirt?
She sat down.
Ndobagara.
Okay, where am I? Fine. And as young folks usually look at each other.
You know, the young children, you know how you look at each other.
She folded her hands like this and begin to look up towards the sky.
Ndobva atanga kusumudza musoro kutarisa kudenga.
Hamenoti patakusvika apa.
I don't know.
Vangani vanogona kutaurwa nezvavo vachiramba vari vanhu kwavo vasingakanganisiki kuti handichaende kuchechi zvandaitwa nhasi.
I don't know how many girls can remain with the same testimony of going alone up a hill like these two did.
I was abused or anything like that. So okay, well, Jackie is a very fine little girl.
Jackie comes kanaka dike kakanaka.
But she has a great big mouth.
Asane muromo mukuru.
And a great big eyes.
Ane muromo muhombe nemaziso mahombe.
And a kind of sandy hair.
Nerime vhudzi.
Not too attractive.
But
a real little lady.
Asika muskana chaiko kakakwana.
Amen. Tingadaro here, sister Pamuri, ngoku describe by.
Are we able to describe you like this genuinely, sister?
Amen. I like it, the atmosphere that was in the church of Brother Branham. You know, you can only speak like this when you know the people that you are talking to.
Unogona ngotaura chokati chakadai kana uchiziva mhando yevanhu vauri kutaura navo.
Amen.
Amen.
So, okay. And I could see her big eyes as she looked towards the skies.
Zvino ndaitokwanisa kuona maziso ake makuru paakanga akatarisa kudenga.
And how the reflection of the skies was in her eyes.
Uye kuti chadzira chekudenga chaioneka sei mumaziso ake.
Well, I went about 5 feet from here.
Zvino takafamba mafiti anenge mashanu kubva paari.
5 feet. Kungotsika tsoka dzako so.
Just counting five.
We'll count the five. Saka Jake ari pano chikaunda 5 feet kubva pana.
Jake is here and Brother Branham is 5 feet away.
Kuti Brother Branham aiva pambi.
And see where, how far Brother Branham was.
Where vaida kunoitei ipapo.
And what did you want to do there?
Muhope dzavo.
In his dream.
And I got a straw and put it in my mouth.
Zvino ndakatora kahuswa ndikaisa mumuromo
mangu. And began to chew. On the straw.
Ndikatanga kutsenga kahuswa aka.
And I begin to think.
Zvino ndakatanga kufunga.
Kuhope uku.
It's in a dream.
Nosa muhope dzako unogona kutofunga kuti ndakuita sei pano.
In your dream, you are dreaming, but in the dream you are also thinking, what am I doing?
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Eva mwenyu handi unomborota uchidona uchingodona uchingodona what but hapana pandirikuona pandirikunowika apa wopepuka
dream and you are falling and there is no end to where you are falling, then you say, where am I going? And you okay. wake up.
So Brother Branham began to think, what am I doing up here?
Brother Branham started thinking, ndirikumboiteiko pano pamusoro apa?
Why me, an old man?
Seiko ini mutana?
And with this young girl, why?
Neka musikana kadiki akasei?
I said, I'm married and have a bunch of children.
Ndakati ndakaroora uye ndatove nevana vakawanda.
I don't have any business up here with this young girl.
Handina chekuita ini pano pamusoro pegomo neka musikana kadiki aka.
Who are you then?
Ndiwa
aniwe? To have business with small girls.
Unoda kumhanyidzana netwana tusikana tudiki.
And I started to raise up.
Ndakatanga kusumuka.
And when I did, ndofunga pane vandasiya chete. Hapana vandasiya?
No.
Fine.
Zvinopanda kasumuka.
Okay, all right, fine. Let's go on. But there was a portion where he laid down. Maybe I'll get it. Maybe it's ahead. Okay. So when he went 5 feet from here.
Pavaka famba mafiti mashanu kubva pa ari.
And kind of laid down sideways like this. Saka Brother Branham vakanorara neparutivi vari 5 feet away from
laid
Jake.
Down 5 feet from Jake.
That's when he took the straw.
Yeah,
let's go where we were now. Satan didn't want us to see this.
I missed that part.
When I did, a voice came from the tree and said, this is for a sign and for a cause.
Ichi chiratidzo uye zvine chinangwa.
I woke up.
Ndakamuka.
And I almost screamed.
Uye ndakatoposa ndadanidzira.
Iwama yangu noti warota hope dzako. Woto muga uchinzwa zvakanaka iwe warota hope mpengo ameno kuti wakaita sei.
You dream that wild dream and when you wake up, you seem like everything is okay. You are not even amazed or surprised.
Saka Brother Branham almost screamed. A nightmare. I thought, oh, wonder if that means that I am going to backslide or something happened to me.
If yes, you would have blacksmith, and if what you dreamed and it's like this and you go on to do it.
Well, I thought, if I go to trying to use my own mind, then I will get it all mixed up. So I just wait on God. And I started praying.
You must pray.
Hope dzinouya dzinovhiringidza asi kana dzauya namata kana usingadi marotere wayo.
There will come wild dreams and nightmares, but if you don't want them, pray that those things will not happen.
Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham prayed.
Brother Branham namata.
Okay, he didn't want to use his mind. And I started praying. I said, Lord, does that dream
hope idzi?
Okay, pertain to that vision just in the early part of the night?
Or
what does it mean? I'm not going to go into the interpretation of that dream. But what I wanted you to see was, Brother Branham is reflecting in his dream that if he he goes along with small girls like this, it means he has backslidden. He says, I have no business to do that. Amen.
Amen.
So let's come to our message now. Brother Branham says, this gives me a great privilege to come here and speak this morning on a vital message. So this message, marriage and divorce, was actually a vital message. Now, I hope that the audience will not be nervous. Paragraph 5.
Handitarisire kuti imi vateereri muchazenge muchizosvika pakuzotadza kunzwisisa.
I said I'm just going to take the highlights.
Ini ndati ndichazongotora nhongonya.
I hope you are not going to get nervous also.
Ini ndozvati imi muona hamusi kuzosvika pakuti muchazotadza kunzwisisa.
And I'm trusting to God that I will not be nervous.
Ndikuvimba kuna Mwari neniwo kuti handisi kuzotadza ndichazotadza kunzwisisa.
Because some of the things that he would say, he actually had to cancel some of the things that he had written. And some of his notes, he gave them to his son and said,
And Mama Notzi Vakapa Kumanakumanao and said, this is too much.
Amen.
Amen.
But right, you listen to your doctors. That speak with plain language. But I'm going to try and balance it up. Amen. So I hope the Lord will help us. He says, for I have had a tremendous night, a lot of strain. For I realize that the things that I say this morning will be held against me in the day of judgment. I couldn't sleep, and I know if I don't say them, it will be held against me on the day of judgment. So it makes it hard. You can't explain it. Amen.
Amen.
So he says, Brother Branham, when he preached this message, there were some ministers also seated in the congregation. And I want to say on paragraph 7, I want to say if any minister or ministers any place should this tape ever fall into their hands, if we release this tape, I don't know what the church will do about it. That's why I say the choice is a great thing. Amen. I am asking Brother Fred to see the church board before he releases this tape.
Ndiriku kumbira Brother Fred kuti vaone bokare kereke kuti vasati vatengesa tape.
Amen.
Amen.
Mukona, that's why this message was so vital.
Ndosaka maridzo yanga akanyanya kukosha.
Brother Branham, after preaching this message, he told the elders of the church not to release that tape before they sat down and agreed to send it out.
Brother Branham, vakati vapedza kuparidza maridzo vakatozoti vakuru vechurch vagare pasi vasati vatanga kuishambadza kune vanhu vose.
And to you people out across the nation,
this worker, including us.
Amen. That's God tape recorder setting. Please don't let the tape out unless you hear from Brother Sothman about it.
Brother Fred Sothman.
Amadzangu, church ya Brother Branham platform.
Brother Branham's church always listened to all the orders that came from the platform.
Kuti isafamba vasati vazvinzwa kubva kumuzinda.
You can imagine people as far as Bulawayo getting orders.
Pane humwe upone kumwe kuzvibata kwaita vanhu vaitenda message.
People as far as Bulawayo respecting orders coming from as far as
ama dzangu ini ndoshuva hangu kuti dai tikasvika pakadaro kana ngotorawo kachikamu.
I believe I deserve to get to that level, even to just get a portion of this level of organization.
Amen. But kazhinji,
but many times
they kwa kuchine ma WhatsApp panapa vasati vatopedza kuparidza vamwana vanenge vatowatsurirwa.
If there was WhatsApp in Brother Branham's days, before he finished preaching, the message would be all over through WhatsApp.
Kanganisa umwe munhu,
it would then disturb someone,
because solution is zvinhu zvatichataura iri kumagumo kwemessage
yacho. That we are going to say is at the end of the message.
Zvokuti kana munhu aiterera,
if a person was listening,
o conclude ega kuti saka zvora kuti handiri mbeu yenyoka ini,
so it means aitobuda
muchechi akaenda,
go out of the church, and
pardon yaizouya pakutanga kwemessage iwo watoenda zvako,
but would have gone.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka zvoda kuti umire yopera message yacho.
Wait until the end of the sermon.
Wazoita choice yako.
And then make your choice.
That choice is a great thing.
Sarudzo chinhu chikuru.
Amen. Let me just read this. We'll continue. Just to show you what Brother Branham says here. He says, in many things of life, we are given a choice. It's in choosing a bride. The way of life itself is a choice. We have a right to make our own way. Choose our own way that we want to live. Wakapiwa free moral agency. Chusa zvaunoda iwe.
Amen.
What
you want.
Also, you have a choice as a Christian. You have a choice of a church here in
America
or here in
Zimbabwe.
So far that you can go to. That's your own American or Zimbabwean privilege to choose any church that you want to belong to. Amen.
Amen.
So, Brother Branham is telling people who are listening in tapes in other states to say, please, if you are recording what I am saying tonight, please don't release this tape till you hear from Brother Border, from Brother Sothman. Amen. Paragraph
9.
And there is two great schools on this.
Okay,
nyai yataka unga niramangwana
na. The issue we are gathered around this
Moses
morning. Moses met the same issue.
Akazopa solution yake
kumubvunzo yoyo
wekurorana nokurambana.
Of marriage and divorce.
Jesus auya akasangana nemubvunzo umwe chete.
He met the same question on marriage and divorce. Mufunzo
wanetsa uyu.
Saka this year is a problematic issue.
Modero tinyarare nezvenyaya yanetsa.
So do you want us to keep quiet on marriage and divorce?
Yeah, yakanetsa Moses.
Which troubled
Moses? Ikanetsa Jesu Kristu.
It also troubled Jesus.
Patakava apa Jesu akutoda kuitwa kutemptwa nemaFarisees.
Well, we read the Pharisees came tempting him.
Amen. Vachida kunzwa kuti anoti chii.
Wanting to see how you to answer.
Amen. Mufunzoi wakasangana na Paul.
Paul met the same question.
Mufunzoi wakasangana na Brother Branham.
Brother Branham met the same question.
Mufunzoi wakasangana na pastor vedu vakafanoenda.
Our pastor who was gone on to the Lord.
Mufunzoi
chakapa
uchingosanganikwa nao.
We will continue to meet the same question.
So Brother Branham is saying there are two great schools in this.
And Brother Branham pane maonero mairi makuru.
And if there is two questions,
zvinokara paine mibvinzo miviri,
there is either one of them got to be right.
Zvinoreva kuti pane
Or neither one of them is right. So we are going to try to look into the word of God this morning to settle this. To see if it's a Bible question, the Bible surely has got to have an answer to it. Amen.
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 Paragraph
12,
Brother Branham says,
paragraph 12,
now
I
ask our sisters, and I altered some of my words so that I could speak it before them. Billy has in his pocket this morning out there some things that I could not be said out before a mixed audience.
Billy atori ne zvinhu muhomwe make.
Amen.
Amen.
Brother Branham says, I've been told that I was a god and also a devil.
Amen.
It
got to these two extremes.
Okay, Brother Branham says, paragraph 37, and
Taurai,
I had just 36. Got through speaking a great, powerful, forceful statement. Like the message of Friday. Amen. Brother Branham was saying, he spoke rough to the people, but they accepted the word of God. So Brother Branham is saying he had just spoken of a powerful and forceful statement that even the overseer, one of the general overseers of the Assemblies of God, stepped down to the platform.
Akaburuka kuuya ku platform.
Ndofungai vakagara ku balcony. Alright. From up in the balcony where he was sitting.
Kwanga akagara.
And he said,
akati,
I don't believe Brother Branham meant that.
Handitende kuti Brother Branham zvavataura izvo vanga vachirevesa. You see?
Brother Branham vakataura a forceful statement.
When he was
a powerful
preaching,
statement.
Brother Branham
vakataura mashoko makuru Assemblies of God.
So,
an
overseer of the Assemblies of God in the block, he came down.
Akatorera brother mutwira.
And brother too, brother.
No, but handifunga kuti Brother Branham anoreresa zvavataura izvo.
And he said, I don't think Brother Branham meant what he said.
Amen. I said, I have 2 minutes, sir.
Ndikati changamire ndinotorevesa
zvandataura. That says the Lord.
Izvanzi naJehovah.
And then it was about the church in this age.
Maridzo yachanga ari pamusoro pekereke muchizvarwa chino.
Brother Branham vaitaura chinhano chekereke.
Brother Branham was speaking about the condition of the church in this day.
Saka vane zvakataura zvakasimba kana uchiverenga mabhuku unogona kutosangana nezvimwe zvacho.
So if you read the books you might meet with some of the expressions.
Brother Brown achiti Methodists they won't touch it talking about the rapture.
Brother Brown achiti ve Methodists vambofa vakazvibata kana taura zvekubvutwa.
Amen. Tikiteze.
Are we together?
Saka vataura zvakasimba kudaro.
After speaking such powerful and
mushumiri yakati aiwa. Brother Branham unobva ati aiwa zvandataura ndo zvandoreva.
The overseer said, Brother Branham didn't mean it, and Brother Branham said, no, I meant what I said.
And about that time,
zvino panguva imwe chete iyoyo,
this young man who is a businessman,
mujaya uyu wechidiki anova mu businessman,
okay, he was there taking pictures for television that morning. His other brother is a state road supervisor of California. And Danny Henry walked forward after the meeting was closed on the platform.
Danny Henry akafamba kuyamberi mushure mekupera kwe meeting achuya pa platform.
Like this, where the men were all seated.
Apa panga pakagara varume vose.
Walked down to put his arms around me.
Akadzika kuya kuzondimbundira.
Umwaburuka kubva mubalkoni ukabayiwa neshoko. Adzika kuzoti no. Zvataurwa izvi hazvisizvo chaizvo
izvo.
Munhu wamwari akati aiwa ndozvandoreva
chandomira.
Amen. Danny Henry nokuuya.
Then Danny Henry came.
Nokuya nokumbundira Brother Branham.
His arms around Brother Branham. Takasiana umwanoona kuti izvazvisa kudziki. Someone who don't even enjoy.
But umwe akazvifarira akazvimbundira.
One would refuse, one would accept it.
Saka akabvaudza Brother Branham akati Brother Branham zvikanzi I hope izvi hazviite kuti vanhu mufunge kuti ndakupengereka pachikristu.
And but then he's saying people will not think I am sacrilegious.
But Daniel Henry akabati Brother Branham chapter 23 yebhuku rezvakazarurwa.
And Daniel Henry said, Brother Branham, but I believe this could be made the 23rd chapter of Revelation.
Brother Branham, Revelation is in 22 chapters.
You know, Revelation has got 22 chapters.
Amen. Adarom kumanoi.
After Danny Henry spoke
like this,
and he started speaking in tongues. Do you hear, brother? And he started speaking in tongues. So when Danny Henry was speaking in tongues, there was a heavy set woman. And she said, this did not I've heard everything.
Adaro umanzi Victor Lee Dukes akabatiwo
mwainzi Victor Lee Dukes anga he said
inindiri mu Frenchman.
I am a Frenchman.
Zvikanzi certainly I am a Frenchman.
Chokwadi
inindiri mu, and that was perfectly French.
Ichanga chiri chi French chakakwana.
Danny Henry hataura chi French but achitaura.
Danny Henry is not eloquent in French, but he has spoken French.
No, but Brother Branham, I told you no. Zvataita panapa ka. Ndikati vanhu vataure zvataurwa kazvo zvingashupa. Zvikanzi iwe mukadziwe indaunonyora zvawanzwa. Victor, indaunonyorawo zvawanzwa.
Go and also write what you have heard.
Nobva vauya nezvavakanga vanyora.
And they brought their notes.
Nobva kwauya umwe gentleman nobva ationeni no dudzira. Nemarudza akawanda.
I'm a French interpreter.
Nobva iso chipepa chake.
And he also brought in his paper.
Muromo kai zvapupu zviri kana zvitatu.
The mouth of two or three witnesses.
Amen. Tiriteseka. Saka zvaiva zvakanyorwa.
So the notes were written.
Papakanyorwa kunzi.
This is
because thou hast chosen the narrow path.
Nekuti wasarudza nzira yakamanikana.
The harder way.
Zira yakaoma.
Thou hast walked in your own choosing.
Wafamba mukusarudza kwako iwe.
Ama dzangu kune machechi akawanda, man.
Brethren,
but wakachuza kuva end time message.
But I chose to be part of the end time message.
But ndoda kuudza mangwanana ano.
But I want to tell you this morning. That choice that you made.
Yakaoma.
It's a hard choice.
Ukazona zvakuitwa kunge zvinyekenyeke panapa.
If you see us letting down the path, it's not the same message that you chose. The message that you chose, it's hard.
Asi kuisarudzo yako.
But it's your choice.
Yakatetepa.
It's a narrow way.
Amen.
Amen.
So that was the message. But this message is to William Branham.
He's been told that the choice that he made.
Remember,
Brother Branham was once a Baptist.
Amen.
And his pastor was Roy Davis.
But when he
started
ordaining
women to become pastors.
Amen.
Brother said, no, I can't do that.
And
they parted ways amicably.
Amen.
Are we together?
Amen.
So this is your own choice.
He's
being told by the Holy Spirit.
Thou hast picked the correct and the price decision.
Sarudzo yakarurama yakananga.
And it is my way.
We are in zira yangu.
Because of this momentous decision, a huge portion of heaven will await thee. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Brother John
was singing
Amen.
Here. It's waiting for you. The choice that you made. Now put yourself in the
prophet.
You receive a prophet. saka kana Branham achiwana chikamu kudenga, iva hava vachawana a huge portion.
Ina
handisi kuda a huge portion, ndoda zvangu ka portion ndiriko.
Amen. Amen.
He says, what a glorious decision thou hast made. Hama dzangu, mamuchiziva here kuti sakudzidza makaita imi. Amen.
That the choice that you made.
It's a glorious decision. Amen.
Amen.
This in itself is that which will give and make come to pass the tremendous victory in the love divine.
Josichapa uye zvichaita kuti pazo zadzikiswa rudo rukuru rwairokudenga.
Now, this same young man, Danny Henry,
mujaya mumwe chete Danny Henry,
that give this prophecy not knowing what he was saying,
akapa chiprofita isi asingazive zvaanga ari kutaura,
was in Jerusalem about a month ago.
Anga ari kuJerusalem mwedzi wapfuura.
Okay? He had the privilege of going out and laying in the tomb where Jesus had died and was buried. What a privilege. Amen. I would want such a privilege. Amen. And so, while he was laying there,
he just don't sleep.
And
fail to get blessings when you sleep on a bed of a man of God.
Amen.
Amen.
It's
impossible. This was a grave.
Amen.
So I think he asked
Israel,
you allow me to just spend the night whilst he was there.
He said, it came upon his mind real strong. And he started weeping. Said, how that it has been so hard for Brother Branham to stand against the world and these things and all churches.
Kuna Brother Branham kumira kwavanoita vachipikisana nezvinhu zvenyika nezvinhu zvose izvi nemakereke aya.
Amen.
Amen.
Animaona mufundisi we Assemblies of God achiya kuzova challenge hapana.
Assemblies of God overseer coming to challenge the men on the pulpit.
Saka aichema achiti Brother Branham vanokwanisa sei with all that.
So he was imagining how is it hard for Brother Branham to stand zvinhu zvose izvi.
Amen.
Amen.
Paragraph 48. And Dan Henry, Dan, what he does for a hobby.
Zvino zvaanoita munguva yake achizvivaraidzawo.
Just
have your own hobby.
Let off work.
So that.
Amen.
Are we together to relax your mind?
Amen. All right. He makes little stones.
Ano gadzira tumatombo tudiki.
Anotora tumatombo, otora sandpaper, achigadzira zvinhu netumatombo.
And then you start to make things out of those 10 stones.
He walked out to where the cross had been put down.
Akabuda kuenda pakanga pakadzikwa muchinjikwa.
Where they said the cross sat in the rock.
Pavakati muchinjikwa wakanga wakagadzwa mudombo.
No one was around, so he broke off a little piece of rock.
Hapana akanga aripo saka akatembura chimedu chedombo iroro.
Amen. Ako inini ndazvisiya zvakadaro.
I leave it like that.
And he put it into his pocket. For a souvenir.
Kuti angove nechirangaridzo chenzvimbo yashanya.
Come home and made me a pair of cufflinks.
Ndobva adzoka kumba.
Out of it.
Ndobva andigadzirira tuma cufflinks twepa shirt kubva matomba aya.
And strangely,
chinoshamisa.
When he made them,
paakagadzira ma cufflinks eshirt aya,
they looked to be blood stained.
Zvaita tidzika kunge ane ropa.
Kamutsarake ropa so.
Kamutsarake ropa so.
Pama cufflinks aitwa aya.
On those cufflinks.
Nekano kabiwa.
So something that it was stolen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And right through each of them.
Zvino pakati pao ose.
in continuity runs straight, narrow path right through.
Zvichienderana mune
tunzira
twakamanikana tunofamba nepo
ari
maviri macouplings acho
kana kuba kuchibudisa zvinhu zvakadai ndo ndichatanga kubaini.
If stealing can bring such holy things, I will start stealing.
Amen.
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 Musa Judas Jesus akamboti,
you know, Jesus said,
alright.
Okay.
And because of the market,
I'm not finished.
Good now, man. I don't know how to watch you. And I'll not become Bambera and Mana Gojra. Amen. I don't know if I'm port.
There are some people who went there said, go and prepare sweet potatoes with the child and eat. They will think we must eat, you must cook the child together with the sweet potatoes.
Amen. Amen. Okay. Paragraph 51.
My paragraph 51.
Amen.
Amen.
God help us to try to approach this subject. That's what Brother Branham is
saying.
Amen.
Are you prepared for us to enter into it?
Amen. Okay. Brother Branham says, now remember, these things that I say must come from the word of God. It can't be my own opinion. Because my opinion is just like anybody else. But it's got to be in continuity with the word of God. Remember, God keeps everything in continuity. Do you
get it?
The
things of God always have continuity. Zvinoramba zvichienderana.
He never changes.
Avashanduke.
Saka katakuverenga bhuku redu tikaona pamwe pachinjwa ka.
So if we read the book and you find somewhere where there is a change,
God runs in continuity.
Remember, zvinhu zvamwari
zvinoramba zvichienderana. He doesn't change.
Avashanduke.
He's the same yesterday, today and forever.
Mumwe chete wazviro nanhasi nekusingaperi.
This scripture pa paragraph 57.
Pa paragraph 57 hanzi gwaro iri.
This question confronted Jesus at the very beginning of his ministry.
Yesu akasangana nao pa akangotanga shumiro yake.
It also confronted Moses.
Moses akasangana nemubvunzo
mwe chete. I went through that.
Ndambo zvitaura izvi.
Amen. So let's skip that.
Ngati zvipfure.
Paragraph 66.
Pa paragraph 66.
Now, if that be so,
zvino kana izvi zvakadaro,
we have two schools of thought on marriage and divorce.
Tine maonero mairi panyaya yekuroorana
nekurambana. And that is, one of them says that.
Now listen carefully.
Amen. A man can only be married once.
Imepfungwa inoti murume anokwanisa bedzi kungorora kamwe chete.
Unless his wife is dead.
Kunze kwekunge mudzimai wake afa.
And that's one of the questions. But you go to following that, you go overboard.
Asuka tevezerana nepfungwa iyo iyi, unodarikira manje.
Mapaba ataiva.
Did you get it?
And then the next says,
zvino imepfungwa
iyi. Or if the wife or husband, either one,
hanzi murume kana mudzimai kana mumwe wavo,
has committed adultery,
aita upombwe,
either one of them can be put away and married again. You find yourself overboard with that. We want to know where scripture meets scripture. Amen. Fine. Believe it. Like I said, I'm just putting kungofura kuti wakana wako unotarira mbuki momo.
So I just said,
amen.
I'm getting the highlights so that when you go to read the book, you understand it better.
Okay. So Brother Branham talks of Calvinism, Arminianism, and legalism.
Arminianism. Amen.
Fine. So, but I will talk about the legalist.
Now,
here is the legalist side. Now, my wife, I'm going to lay the law down to you.
Zvino ndakukupa mitemo ine gumi.
If you flirt with any man while I am gone,
ukangotamba nevarume inini pandichange ndaenda.
It's Brother Branham talking to his wife.
Ndi Brother Branham ari kuudza
sister. He says, let's say I'm going overseas.
Ngatimboti ndiri kuenda mhiriko makungwa.
Then I call my wife and say, sit here, honey.
Ndodana mudzimai ndoti gara apa.
Now I want to give you some laws.
Zvino ndakuda kusira mitemo ine gumi.
If you flirt around with other men while I'm gone,
ukangotamba nevamwe varume ndaenda.
When I come back, you are a divorced woman. And I don't want you making eyes. Don't want you flitting. You understand that? I am your husband. If you do it, I'm going to put you away when I come back.
That's
the legalist
way.
Now, then she reaches and gets me by the tie. Amen.
There are people who are free to each other.
And they say,
house.
My good man. My good man. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
I want to tell you something. See, that if you make eyes at any woman, or take any woman out, or flirt with any woman, you are going to be a divorced man when you come back. Now, wouldn't that be a happy home? That's legalist. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He's
not saying it's good.
Amen. So he says,
Banot.
Now the other side is, what if I go overseas? Yeah. And make a mistake. Or go over and say, now look, I will take this woman out. Oh, it's alright with my wife. She don't care. My wife say, I will go out with this man. It's all right with Bill. He don't care. If I don't care, then there is something wrong with me. I don't love that woman right. And if she don't care, there is something wrong with her. She is my wife. I don't want other men fooling with her. She is my wife. Amen.
Amen.
Fine. I'm looking at the... Oh, time is running. Alright. So, okay, Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham,
how many understands that? Raise up your hand. Let's see. I think most of them is our congregation from
around.
Listen, if not, the books will be out pretty soon upon the subject. We have books. Some books on it now.
My books pachidzidzo ichi iye zvino.
Jesus, in our text,
Jesu
invites us to go back to the beginning for the true scriptural answer. When Jesus was asked about this question, he pointed them back to the beginning. Amen.
Amen.
So he says, paragraph
91.
If Jesus said, go back to the beginning, there was only one pair of anything on earth
paingova ne ziviri zvechipi chero mhuka kana munhu zvaive panyika.
There was one Adam, one Eve.
Paiva na Adam umwe na Eve.
They were joined by God alone.
Vakabatanidzwa naMwari ari oga.
One female horse, one male.
Paive nebhiza rechikadzi rimwe nebhiza rehono rimwe.
One female parrot and one male.
Paroti yechidzimai neparoti yechirume.
At the beginning.
Pamamambo.
Amen. Tikiteseka.
Are we together?
Nemhuka dzaiziva magwaro.
Even animals, they respected the scriptures.
And he told us to go back. There was only one pair of anything. Is that true? Brother Branham's congregation said it's true. Then we find now that everything in the beginning was running in perfect order. And harmony with God. Nothing was out of
character.
Everything in heaven is still in that order.
All
stars, the galaxies, the solar system, everything is perfectly in order. One of them moved, it would interrupt the whole program. Amen.
Amen.
Now listen. Do you see? One interruption spoils the entire program. Now when human beings was running in continuity with God, with one man, one woman, this woman sinned and it throwed the whole earthly program out of continuity with God. Therefore, one word added to this book, or one word taken from it, throws a Christian out of continuity with God. Throws a church out of continuity with God. Throws a family out of the continuity with God. Every believer can be thrown out by not accepting every word. It was not anything else that throwed the home out and
throwed
the whole thing out of continuity but the woman Eve. Amen.
Amen.
So if she broke a covenant with her husband, she broke a covenant with God. Because she broke the covenant with God, she broke it with her husband.
Did you understand it?
If a woman breaks a covenant with her husband, he has broken a covenant with God. If you break your covenant with God, you break your covenant with your husband also. Then the lifeline is broken. Also, timeline is broken. Amen.
Amen.
Fine. Notice 105. The reason that she did this, she was not in the original creation. She was not in God's original creation. She is a byproduct. Amen. Saka.
That's why she's a weaker vessel.
Amen. Adam akasikwa.
Adam was created here.
Mombe zakasikwa.
The cattle were created.
Zakasikwa.
The birds were created.
But iye akagadzirwa.
But Eve was made or formed.
Remember, Adam was both male and famish.
Rangare Adam aive zvese murume nemudzimai.
Amen.
Amen.
When God created man in his image, in the image of God created he him. Male and female created he them.
Akavaita murume nemudzimai paakavasika.
And called their name Adam.
Akavapa zita rekuti Adam.
Saka the man was created by God.
Murume akasikwa naMwari.
Was both femish and masculine.
Aiva nehunhu hwose hwoudzimai nehwomurume.
While in the image of God.
Asi ari mumufananidzo waMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
Then God formed man out of the dust of the earth.
Zino mari bavazo umba munhu kubva muguruva repasi.
And breathed into his nostril.
Ndobva azofemera mweya mumunhu wake.
And this was now a man.
Uyu akanga ava murume.
But remember, he had been created male and female. So there was a femish spirit which had no body. So what God did was he made this man to fall in a deep sleep and removed one of his ribs and formed a woman. And I can see God taking that famine spirit and putting it in that body he had made out of the rib. And when Adam woke up, he saw this being that was beautiful. And he said, this is bone of my bones, flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she has been taken out of man. Amen.
Amen.
Fine.
Shakanak.
Okay. So Brother Branham says,
Brother Branham,
every other female was in the original creation. Every female, but Eve was not in the original creation. See, that had to be made that way. We will get to it after a while. Notice in this creation that she was in. Not the original, but a byproduct. Now, I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I want to tell you the truth. And you just sit still. You are doing nice. And you also, you are doing nice. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. There is nothing designed to be so deceitful.
Hapana chinhu chakamboumbwa kuti chinyengere.
Amen. Sabuda. Let me read it again, brother. There is nothing designed to be so deceitful.
Hapana chinhu chakamboumbwa chine unyengeri wakadai.
I think that's correct. As a woman, that's deceitful.
Semudzimai ane unyengeri.
Amen.
Amen.
There cannot be nothing else. There is nothing made to be that way.
Are we together?
Also, there is nothing that can be so easily deceived as a woman.
Yeah, I said
women and the sisters are different people. Yeah, so there is nothing that can be so easily be deceived as a woman. Now, the four proofs this statement to be true. The four in the beginning. Now, there is nothing designed that can deceive. And be deceived as easy as a woman. There is nothing desired or can stoop as low as a woman can stoop.
Hapana chinhu chakagadzirwa chinokwanisa kuderera sekudzika kunoita mudzimai.
Think now. There is nothing
akuna
designed in all creation.
Chakagadzirwa mukusikwa kese.
They can stoop as low as a woman can. that can stoop as low as a woman can.
She can
tear a man's heart to pieces. Easier than anything else there is in the world is his wife. Let that nice little wife get to running around with other men. Look at the fellow sitting there with his children. The tears dropping out of his eyes. He is designed that way. She is designed to do this. Amen. Saka, a woman can break someone's heart. Pane buku rakanzi from that time.
Pane buku rakaparidzwa
na Brother Branham.
Kubva panguva iyo preached by Brother Branham.
Pane Brother Branham aifamba neimwe hama.
Brother Branham was traveling with a certain brother.
Nobva vata ngatimboenda tione vana va vanenge va mpengo va Giremu Street.
And they said, no, let's go and see these people who look like they are crazy or mad people on the road.
Saka Brother Branham vakabva vainangana nomwe muruma ngaka rara pa pavement, so akaisa makumba ake pa mota yanga yakapakwa.
So Brother Branham went to a man who was sleeping on the pavement with his legs on a parked car.
Ingoenda mutown kaomo wotsvaka street yako woona panombogara.
Just going to town and go to where this
person
is. But if you in my suit, you ask me, what are you up to?
But yeah,
but you cannot ask a street kid.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka vakaenda pane one of them.
So he went to one of these.
Nokubvavada kutaura naye.
And tried to talk to him.
No, but tanga watenga one.
And he said, if you want to speak to me, first buy me 1 pint of beer.
Amen. Saka vakaramba vachitaura naye.
And they continued to talk.
Amen. No, vavazo notice kuti that man aitova munhu mukuru chaizvo.
Then he noticed that that man was an old man. Can you imagine?
In social life.
That he had a higher social standing, Panama Fungira.
But Hans Shakango Tanga, Ashika Kumba, Nokuana, Samba, Vatsmavaka, Nyora, Vaenda, Vamusia, Nevan.
It all started when his wife left him and he only left a note in the house.
No, ba Atutanka Kofiringika Musoromaki.
And then it developed a complex from then on.
No, Samunikano Tregaindinwe, Nikanganwe Namuza.
You know what they say in the world? Said, let me drink beer so I can forget my troubles of this world.
So Brother Branham is saying there's nothing designed to tear a man's heart than a woman. There is no hog, no dog, no other animal designed like
that
can stoop as low as she can stoop. Now that's true. Brother Branham, and one who talked to me,
a certain girl that had a child.
No, I mean some plastic. No, no,
and you put that baby in a plastic after delivery, and went and throw it away.
Just no, because we are in my muka opposite my kumbakwa.
And then came and opposite at his house with the children in the pouch and wanting to be prayed by
no,
the prophet.
And
Branham remembered that careless mother. And it really touched him. And he prayed for the opossum and it appreciated and went away.
With regards to my sisters, I just want you to watch. No animal can be immoral. You call the dog a slut.
munoti imimi imbwa haina hunhu.
The female dog you call the male hog a sow.
Munoti nguruve iyaya ine hutsvina.
But the morals is a million miles beyond many Hollywood stars.
Asi nguruve iyo ikana imbwa iyi ine hunhu hunodarika mamirioni evanonzi vane mukurumbira vemuHollywood.
Amen.
Amen.
Ndakamboerenga imwe nyaya ndichiri kubikita uko.
I want to read a story when I was in Bikita.
Kugutu.
Of a certain woman in Gutu.
Ndungaiva nevana vake mumba.
And the mwari anongovapa matwins ivo vachiita misikanzwa. And God always gives them twins, but yet they are so immoral.
Nokusiya chirambi chavo chavanoisa parafini veisa tambo chichiputa iye nokinda.
And they left the lamp on in the room and went to Mpandawana Growth Point to enjoy herself.
Amen.
The house was gutted by fire. And the children died.
But in down about to run at Wembo,
but just go and touch the puppy. If you are not the owner of that dog.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka ine hunhu ipapo ndiani.
So who has got the morals, the dog?
Saka brother Branham ndikuirana nawo vachiti million miles.
I agree with the brother Branham.
Cheko huku chaiyo.
Even
ndinoedza kubata tunhiyo tuyatuya kana iri huku yekumusha yeye.
Even that is that.
Amen.
That
unoona ichitoedza kuda kukurwisa.
You know that hen would try to fight you.
Amen.
Amen.
Notice there is nothing designed to stoop so low. Or filthy.
But a
dog can't do it. A wolf can't do it. A bat can't do it. No animal is immoral. Or can be. For it is not designed so it can be.
Asa haina kugadzirwa kuti ive izvozvo.
Amen. Prophet achingotaura achienda.
As this prophet was speaking and going on.
Amen. Notice the reason that animals couldn't do it.
A
female animal, they were in the original creation. Amen. A dog or any other animal once a year. And that's for her babies. Amen. The animal world.
That's what is them upenyu wemhuka.
But in human race, if the woman, that's Brother Branham was talking about in animals, the male is prettier than the female.
Mhuka yechirume kana kuti hono ndo dzinenge dzakanaka kudarika.
But in the human,
asi kuvanhu manje,
the woman. That's pretty.
Kuvakadzi ndokunetsara kadenga kana vakanaka.
Amen. Ukatarisa jongwe ne sheche yaye
ukanzi toga
unoda dzimongwa unoda zijongwe
riya. If you are given a choice, you say I will choose the crow.
Imbotarisa kana bhuru ne mombe hadzi.
You look at the bull and the cow.
Amen. Akanyatso umbwa zvakanaka ibhuru.
Which is the bull is designed better than the cow.
Saka Satan pane zvaakaita ndiye akudesigna.
Ndiye
akuisa hybrid food.
He's the one giving hybrid food.
Achiumba madzimai kuti vanakomana vevanhu vagokanganisika.
Designing the women to make the children of God to fall.
Amen.
Amen.
Isaiah 53 muneziva kuti Jesu Kristu aiva asina zvokuti waigona kumufarira.
Jesus Christ, there's nothing that you'd desire him.
Amen.
Amen.
But that's
just what he was.
Amen.
Amen.
An immoral woman is the lowest thing that can be thought of in the earth.
Do chinhu chakaderera chingafungwa nemunhu panyika pano panyika.
Amen. So an analyst just from Chicago.
Mumwe muongorori anobva kuChicago.
He wrote an article.
Akanyora mumwe mashoko ake.
The police force.
Mu mapurisa.
It was an analysis that was from Chicago.
Wanga iri ongororo yanga itwa kuChicago.
So they wrote an article.
Saka vakashambadzira mashoko avaya.
That they chased down in the United States.
Kuti vakanga vachitsoma mu United States kana kuronda.
Metropolitan United States.
United States vachironda mumaguta makuru.
That 98% of every crime that was ever did in any form
vakati
in the United States, there was either a woman in it or behind it.
98% yemhosva dzinoitwa muUnited States zvaireva kuti dzainge dzaparwa nemudzimai kana asiri mudzimai aiita asi ndiye akonzeresa.
Amen.
Amen.
Saka vanhu vaifunga kuti Brother Branham is a woman hater, but
so people thought
says,
Brother Branham vainga madzimai vakati aiwa kwete handivenge madzimai.
Amen. Ndikuda kungoti ndichi wind up. I just want to
saka ndopedza sei.
Amen. Kuerenga kuti tione Brother Branham is saying here. Now you see then, paragraph 202.
Paragraph 202.
After the beginning, it was something else was introduced.
Amen.
Now this is going to shock you. Are you tired, congregation?
Maneta ereungano.
Just sit still just a little longer. This was quite a lengthy message, about 2 hours and a half. But we are not taking that long. I'm almost through. Then when the double covenant was made by man and woman through sex, another covenant altogether, not the original covenant. Amen.
Amen.
Did
you catch it?
When the double covenant was made by men and
women.
Okay. Then after the beginning, polygamy was introduced. Both in men and the beasts. After the beginning, the four God now secondarily sets a new nature again by sex.
Mwari pane zvisiri zvemavambo vakunza umwe hunhutsva vachiunza uburikidza nekusangana.
God created the first without sex.
Mwari vakasika zvekutanga pasina
kusangana. Do you believe that?
Munozvitenda here?
Now it's another covenant with nature.
Zvino iya imwe sungano nezvisikwa.
He sets it in another order.
Vakazviunza neumwe urongwa hwekusangana.
Second covenant.
Sungano yechipiri.
One male, one female.
Murume mumwe chete.
Many females.
Murume mumwe chete, madzimai akawanda.
One buck, buck deer, a whole harem of doors.
Membe
is that right?
Imwe chete ine dzakawanda.
One bull, a whole head of cattle or cows.
Ine danga rose.
The rooster,
rimombe.
A head full of hens.
Jongwe
is that right?
Nedanga rakazara.
One David after his own heart with 500 wives.
David ari pamoyo pamwari asane vakadzi 500.
Saka munhu anenge achiverenga izvi obva atoti haleluya haleluya ogumira ipapo.
Ah, haleluya mwari ngarumbidzwe and amen.
Amen. Iwe mombe hadzizivi hadzina munhu womukati.
Don't you know that the cattle don't have intelligence, they don't have the inner man.
Amen. Saka dzinogona kudaro.
So they can be polygamous.
Amen. But munhu.
But amen.
From the beginning it was not like that.
Pakanga pasina chipari.
And ukada kuzvifananidza nevanhu vari mubhaibhiri avo vanonzi Solomon had a thousand. Solomon was the type of Christ.
If you want to type yourself like Solomon, Solomon anga mufananidzo waChrist.
Jesus says many, but iri one body.
Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
So let me close it with this one. Okay, Brother Branham is saying, let me, page 40, I want to read page
41. Page 41.
This is an awful strong thing.
Ichi chinhu chikuru chinotyisa.
I didn't know how to bring it out.
Ndakandisingazive kuti ndozvibuditsa sei.
Amen.
nezvatabva kuverenga izvi just now izvi zvokuti one man many wives
kuti murume mumwe chete
vakagara rimwe chete mhou dzakawanda
one bull with many cows.
Brother Branham is going to show us now and show us where we should move in.
Brother vakutiratidza isusu kuti tinofanira kutedzera nzira ipi.
This is an awful strong thing.
Ichi chinhu chikuru
chinotipa. I didn't know how to bring it out.
Ndasingazvoti ndozvunza sei.
What will I do?
Ndoita sei?
When I got men and women sitting in my congregation.
Ndine varume vakawanda nemadzimai akawanda
vakare mchechi. Some of them have been married twice or thrice.
Vamwe vacho vanga vakamborora
vakamirika good women
murume akanaka nemurume akanaka vakangoita zvekusanganisa
what done it
chichakazvikonzeresa
teaching
dzidziso yenhema
exactly not waiting on the Lord
pachokwadi kutadza kumirira pana Mwari
so false teaching brought in what we have just read
saka dzidziso yenhema ndo yakaunza chipari nekurambana
nekurorana so Brother Branham is worried what am I going to do I've got good men good women in my church
Brother Branham arikunetsekana kuti ndoita sei ndine varume vakanaka nevakadzi vakanaka
married twice thrice
akamborora akaramba akairika nakatatu
I don't mean to be rough with you
and
my pastor brothers
amen
so he says I was having a debate the other day with an assembly of God minister
Antangatine gakava nemumwe mushumiri we assembly of God
said you are wrong on that
vakataiwa munokanganisa pane izvozvo
I said well
ndikati zvino
I may be
ndinogona kunge ndichikanganisa
he had spoken about the serpent seed
vakanga vatara pamusoro pembeu yenyoka
he saying it's proven
achiti zviri kusimbiswa pachena
Brother Branham says I got papers right here out in the paper where women
Brother Branham kuti ndine huombo huri kubuda mumapepa
nawo. Some of the great dioceses got the pictures of the original a snake crawling on a woman's leg.
Kuti mamwe madiocese yenyu machechi yenyu ane mapicha enyoka iri kuzonyongoka pamakumbo emudzimai.
It goes around she has all kinds of sensations and things something
tenderera achiita zvemanyawe nezvese zvisinganzwisike.
A man could never touch her with
zvisingakwanisi kuti murume amubate nazvo
Brother Branham is talking about that so he was having a debate
vanga vaine gakara vaive navo
and he is saying and it's going worse and worse
hazvinoramba zvichipa zvicharamba zvichatozoipisisa
serpent which he was not
zvakanga
he could not have had sex affair with her when he was a serpent
aisakwanisa kuzovesangana nemudzimai paakanga ari chikara
amen so Brother Branham was talking to this assemblies of
saka Brother Branham vanga vachitaura nemushumiri weassemblies of God
he said then
akazoti zvino
went ahead and begin to talk about it
takaenda mberi tikatanga kukurukura masoro
first thing you know he got himself lost
akazorasika pane zvaaitaura
and one thing he said Brother Branham where is that peace
hanzi ko mando yemhuka iyi iri kupi nhasi
God said one of his kind
Mwari vakati yanga iri mhando yakasiyana
and where is that peace you said was between man and beast
zvino mhuka iyi iri kupi yamunoti yanga iri pakati pemuru
that science can't find now
iri kunzi ne science
where is it
iri kupi ko mhuka iyoyo
yeah Brother Branham was saying
Brother Branham anga vachiti
what happened in the Garden of Eden was that there was Mr. Serpent who could talk
panga paina chikara changamire vaikwanisa kutaura
and he visited Eve while Adam was not there
ava vanyoka vakashanyira Eve Adam asipo
ndingatimbovati vachikara panguva
ine
but vaiva muchimiro chemunhu
but he was in the image of an upright man
saka vaitotaura
so he could talk
the bible says the serpent was more subtle than any of the beasts of the
bible rinoti hanzi chikara ndo chaive neuchenjeri nemano mano kudarika dzime mhuka dzose dzanga dzasikwa panyika
and he said
hanzi zvino chikara chakati
he said
murume uyu chikara akati
Amen. Did amen. God say amen?
Mwari vati here.
Amen. So he was talking with Eve.
Saka chikara ichi chechirume chacha kutaura na Eve.
So when God came,
Mwari pavakauya,
he
appeared to ask Adam, what have you done?
Vakabvunza Adam kuti waitei.
And Adam said, the woman that you gave me, he gave me and I did eat.
Adam akapa zvikonzero kuti mudzimai wamakandipa andipa ndikadya muchero.
And God had to ask the woman.
Mwari akabvunzawo mudzimai.
Amen. And the woman said, the serpent beguiled me.
Mudzimai akati chikara chandinyengera.
Amen.
Amen.
The word beguile actually means kushibiswa.
Amen.
Amen. So God did not ask the serpent.
He
knew the serpent would always tell a lie. But he just gave judgment. He says, because you've done that,
cursed
be the ground, and on thy belly you will go. Amen. So,
Amen.
How
can God curse a snake that crawls, that you are going to start crawling? It means that the serpent was originally an upright creature before it started crawling. If you curse the husband, you have also cursed the wife.
Amen. So
the male and the female snakes, they are all now crawling. So the minister of the assemblies of God was asking the prophet, Mukai, where is this fish?
Saka brother Branham vaivasingatomboziviwo.
So brother Branham didn't even
know. I said, well, I would like for you to tell me.
And you know, and ngatodawo kuti undiudzewo.
He said then, went ahead and began to talk about it. First thing you know, he got himself lost. And one thing he said, Brother Branham, where is that speech? God said, I had read that, okay? Paragraph 200.
Paragraph 200.
Before, just above there, where is it at? Said, is he on earth? Was he a chimpanzee?
Yanga iri chimpanzee here?
No, because a chimpanzee's blood wouldn't mix with the woman.
Kwete, nekuti ropa rechimpanzee harigoni kusangana neropa
remudzimai. No other animal will mix with it.
Hapana rimwe ropa rimwe mhuka.
No, it won't. Neither will a man sperm mixed with the female.
Kana,
it won't do it.
Kana mbeu yemurume kuti isangane nemudzimai wacho hazvikwanisike.
Then where is that certain animal?
Saka mandoye mukai imboripiko.
Now God said, let everything bring forth of its kind.
Zvino Mwari akati chinhu chose ngachizvibereke.
Saka Brother Branham vasvitswa pane murume uyu.
So Brother Branham has gotten to this stage of
I waited
debate.
Just a minute.
Ndakamira kwe minute.
And the sweetness of the Holy Spirit said,
tell him it's here. Muudze kuti ari pano.
Amen. Brother Branham aingoteerera zvaudzwa naMwari.
Brother Branham would always obey.
No, but mbeu yenyoka iri pano.
And he said the serpent seed is here.
Now, at first I said, well, it may have become distinct.
Zvino pamwe chimhuka chakazongotsakatika.
He said, but Brother Branham,
akati asi hama Branham,
we are talking about the word. Haven't we? I like this kind of man. I said, they cause claim that the other things like dinosaurs and mammoth.
Vano tiyo muka zakafana nema dinosa, nima mazimuka ya itange mazizo makuru, anonzima mammoth.
Saka, before Brother Branham could do, think anything,
Brother Branham,
he said the serpent.
Makati, chikara.
Amen. That's exactly what it was.
Those chaises were chaiva.
For he is no longer a beast.
Nekuti, aisi siri muka.
Yeah, yakazotukwa ikaita nyoka.
It was cursed to become a snake.
This is to my church only.
Isi siri kukereke yangu inibedi.
Not my church, the little flock that believes me and
kwete
follows
kereke
me.
Kwete yangu, asika this is to them. Nditenda vachindi terera. Ndo andiri kutaura izvi.
Yeah, ndichipedzisa. 302. And while I was up in the mountain, not knowing that down in Tucson they were seeing it,
ndisingazive kuti zasi kutusona vakanga vachizviona.
Saka Brother Branham vakaenda mugomo.
Brother Branham went up the mountain.
Vachiti vajekerwa nemessage yemarriage and divorce.
He had been enlightened about the marriage and divorce message.
Nobva vaenda mugomo kunonamata.
And he went up the mountain to
pray. Saka vari mugomo vachinamata.
So whilst praying in the mountain,
pane zvakaitika muchadenga imomo.
Something happened.
Zvokuti zvikoro zvaiva kunzvimbo iyoyo zvakabudisa vanhu vechikoro kuti onai zvikuitika mugomo.
That said, now come out of the class and see the thing that happening that is happening in the mountain.
Amen. Pane rimwe bhuku randakaringa, some actually said Brother Branham should be there somehow.
In another book that I read, there is a certain student who testified, Brother Branham afananga varimo mugomo.
Amen. And while I was up in the mountain, not knowing that down in Tucson they were seeing it.
Ndiri kumusoro kugomo ndisingazeti kuzasi kuTucson vakanga vachizviona.
But even the teachers called the children from my little girl and them from this schoolroom and said, look yonder in that mountain.
Kunyange vadzidzi vakabuditsa vana panze kamusikana kangu kadiki kakabuda kubva muimba yavanhu dzidzira.
There is fairy amber cloud going up in the air and coming down, going up in the air and coming down.
Shongo yemoto iyi ichikwira nekudzika, ichikwira nekudzika, ichikwira nekudzika.
So vari imomo.
Whilst they were in the
mountain, and the whole city, the people looked at it.
Zvino guta rose vanhu vakanga vachitarisa
kugomo. A bright day, no clouds. Nowhere at all. With this big amber cloud hanging there, coming down from a funeral and going back and spreading out. Now I am speaking to our followers only, to our followers only, who is following me and this message only. Not outside.
Nizindokutaura kune vanonditevera ini bedzi avo vanotevera mharidzo yandinoparidza iri kwete vekunze.
Be me record of this before God.
Izvi mozondipupurira pamberi pamwari paboka iri bedzi.
Now we are found in this mess because of misinterpreted theology.
Zvino tazowana tiri mukuvhiringidzika uko nekuda kwevanhu vakatadza kududzira.
Is that right? That's why you women married the second time, and you men, because misinterpreted theology. Now I want to show you something that he told me. So this message, Brother Branham was told how to say it. Now you believe this to be true? I believe it. Amen.
Amen.
It came from God. And by the vindication of his cloud. And his message that brought me this far. Should not God upon the mountain permit me to do the same thing? Amen. To suffer you to go on your way.
Kukutenderai kuti mende mberi
makadaro. You are and do it no more.
Moregera kuzozviita zvakare.
Go with your wives and live in peace.
Endai mberi kugara
nemadzimai. For the hour is late.
Nekuti nguva yapera.
The coming of the Lord is at hand.
Kuya kwasekwaswedei.
We haven't got time to break these things up.
Hatina nguva yekuti tichizviputsa izvinhu.
Don't dare try to do it again.
Haikona kuzoedza kuzviita zvakare.
I'm speaking only to my congregation.
Ndingotaura bedzi kuungano yangu.
But if you are married, and God bear me witness of that on the mountain that I could say this, a supernatural revelation because of the opening of the seven seals. And this is a question in God's word. Let them go on as they are and see no more. It wasn't so from the beginning. That is right. It wasn't so. And it will not be at the end. But under modern conditions, as God's servant, I won't call myself his prophet, but I believe maybe if I wouldn't be
If I wouldn't be sent for that, I am laying a ground for him when he does come. So under the modern conditions, I command you to go to your home with your wife now. If you are happy with her, live with her. Raise your children in the admonition of God. But God be merciful to you. If you ever do that again, you teach your children to never do a thing like that. Bring them up in the admonition of God. And now that you are as you are, let us go now at the late evening hour that we are living in. Press towards the mark of the high calling in Christ, where all things are possible. Amen. So Brother Branham says, he tells this church, you go on as you are, but never do such a thing again. It was because of misinterpreted theology. Amen. But a pardon was given to Brother Branham while in the mountain. He was told to tell his congregation that if you are happy, go home with your wife. Teach your children not to do such things like that.
And
amen.
Amen.
So that was this book that Brother Branham spoke of.
Amen.
Moses, because of the hardness of their hearts, was permitted to let them write a writing of divorcement,
a letter of divorcement.
Amen.
Amen.
So what Moses was told to do, our end time prophet was told to do also.
Saka zvakatenderwa Moses kuti aite naMwari, muprofita wedu wemazuva ekuguma akatenderwa ona Mwari kuti aite zvimwe chete.
Amen. Saka tungazviita sei kwaita mupostoranzwa message.
What are we going to do if a apostle receives a message with the five wives? Can we say don't come to our church because of your five wives?
This is told that
we will not deny them to
come.
If they want to come, they come. But that apostle will not take a sixth wife.
Amen.
And
you
must not teach his children to be polygamous.
Amen.
Amen.
May
God bless you, brethren. Amen.
God bless you.